The next two pieces on this program are sui generis in their inspiration, having been inspired not by the works of art per se, but by the artistic visions of the composers themselves. Hildegard von Bingen was a famous visionary who lived from 1098 to 1179. Her parents were members of the nobility. They promised her as their 10th child to the service of the church. When she was 8, they entrusted her for her novitiate to the recluse Jutta of Spanheim. At 15, Hildegard took the veil. Jutta died in 1136, and Hildegard succeeded her as superior in the Benedictine monastery of Disibodenberg. Later, she founded her own monastery. Even in childhood, she saw visions, which later intensified, and in 1141, she felt a divine command to record what she had experienced. Over the next 30 years, she wrote three large works which form a trilogy of apocalyptic, prophetic, and symbolic visions. Her prophecies and miracles brought her fame. She was consulted by and held long correspondences with popes, emperors, kings, archbishops, and was involved in politics and diplomacy. She wrote two works on natural history and on medicine, and she wrote the first morality play, the earliest by more than a century. Hildegard's poetry is laden with brilliant imagery and shares the apocalyptic language of the visionary writings. Her music is in some respects highly individual. It is made up of a comparatively small number of formulae or melodic patterns which occur in innumerable different guises. I'm including Hildegard in this program because, in addition to her spiritual, poetic, medical, and political gifts, she was highly visual. She saw religious images and made drawings of many of them. She saw lights and colors in a powerfully intense way, leading to speculation that she may have been epileptic. So, assuming she was inspired by her visions to express them musically, let's listen to two of her chants, Ave Generosa Gloriosa E Intacta Puella, and O Quam Mirabilis. They are performed by the Ensemble for Freie Musik Augsburg.
Gloriosa et intacta puella.